Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have an awesome guest. His name is Peter Cordua of Cordua Consulting. He's a CPA, entrepreneur, and consultant, and he comes from South Philly, which I love, although he lives in New Jersey now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It was an uneventful day, a little bit cooler than yesterday. Yesterday was a lot for me because my brother brought his four kids over between baseball games, and I blew up an inflatable pool, and we played in it, but I was like, these kids are no joke. No joke. I found one up in my bathroom doing her makeup, and she's two. Like, it was I opened the door and she was in there.
The interesting part about this is every day's different in our lives because you're an entrepreneur. So you understand that, Jen. Every day's different. Another chance to achieve something, another chance to succeed, another chance to help someone else succeed. Beautiful.
Exactly.
And you did it with your family.
I know. It is beautiful. You know, like that's what I thought, because I felt bad not working. I kept thinking, I'm going to get back to my emails. But then I was just like, I think I can let one day go. It was too much to manage the four of them anyway.
I hear you.
But you're right. I'm fortunate, and we're fortunate to be able to create our own freedom and create our own schedule and meet with people when we want to.
So that someone needs to do a podcast of you.
Oh, yes. I got to work on that. Right? I'm in marketing. I should be able to. But I've known you at least a decade, I think. And I think your story is so interesting. And I remember you telling me stories about entrepreneurship just on the streets in South Philly. Can you share some of those?
So growing up in South Philadelphia, I was fortunate enough to be in a neighborhood that was comprised of many different characters. I'm going to use the word characters. So as it helped me in my life understand people. And, you know, even though we deal in our own fields with whatever we deal with, it's all about people. And when you understand people, you understand motivations, you understand that we're all the same. So what that helped me with is to understand people's motivations, people's drives. What do they really want? And that sort of got me into where I am now through accounting as a vehicle to get there. So I always say to people, I understand. I get it because I grew up in that environment.
Yeah, well, I give you credit because you have a lot of street smarts and obviously educated as well. But those street smarts, I always mention to you, like, oh, I wish I had them. Like, I think it's so cool that you grew up with your neighbors and everyone lived near each other. And I thought I remembered you even like delivering papers or doing something like that.
Well, I did a lot of things for income as a young guy in South Philly. But the important thing is we lived in a row home. They call them townhomes now. This was a row home, 40 homes on either side of the block. So you knew your neighbors intimately and they knew you. So the greatest part about living there was that when someone sneezed, you heard God bless you through the walls. But they also knew everything that went on in your home. So, and they were there to help you, no doubt. But, you know, you don't want people knowing everything about you and how you live. So that was one of the reasons why I sort of left South Philadelphia, although I'd love to live there now.
Right. It's so beautiful. And I love the Saloon. That's one of my favorite restaurants. And
East Passion.
Yeah. I feel like, I love Barcelona on there too. I feel like South Philly is still the same though. Tight-knit families.
Yes. And I think that's one of the reasons why the generation that's populating that area now is there. There is a sense of family there. It's familial. Okay? And the neighborhood will stand up. You'll notice that if you ever go down there where there's snow on the ground, if we ever get it again, you'll see a chair in the street. God forbid you should pick up that chair and try to put your car in the spot where that chair was.
That's great.
Not going to be a good day, Jen. Not going to be a good day.
Old school traditions that stand strong, right? Stay out of my parking spot.
Yes.
I love that. So then take me to college, and you worked at a CPA firm before you went out on your own. So did that teach you the ropes, or were you always interested in finance?
So my father was not around after I was 15, and I had two younger sisters. So I had to get cracking. So I got a job while I was majoring in accounting. I got a job working for a CPA firm. My best friend's brother-in-law was a partner at a CPA firm in Philadelphia, and he got me a job schlepping. You know, file this, do this, run this errand, make up this schedule for me. So as time went on, I worked after school. I worked on my vacations and my time off in the summer, and I learned. And by the time I graduated, I was a senior accountant. I mean, I wasn't like a rookie coming out of school, walking in for the first time. And I really enjoyed that. In fact, through my career, I've really endorsed and loved internship, because I think internship is such a valuable experience for both parties, both the intern coming in and the party that's helping that intern. Intern learns, the employer gets to teach that person and help them grow. And typically, when you can establish that relationship early on, the chances of that person staying with you are huge, because they understand your culture. Because again, it's about people, it's culture. And once they grasp that culture, they say, God, I like working with this guy. This is good. That's how you make them stay instead of just coming in cold. I went through that and I graduated, and then I decided to take a job in industry because I had never worked in industry and I didn't know what it was about. So I worked for about a year and I was bored to death. You know, the accounting and taxes were one aspect of it, but I really enjoyed visiting different clients, experiencing different situations, learning from clients. So if I meet a lawyer today, tonight I meet a financial planner, tomorrow I meet a PR genius like you. I just keep moving around. And I soak it up because it really helps me. It helps me understand, and more importantly, it creates a network for me. And that network is the key, as you know, right? If people know you and they know you care and you're there, you're going to be there. So I went back to public accounting. I worked for a smaller CPA firm because the firm that I had worked with before was really doing audits and really high level tax work. And I never got a chance really to deal with the medium size or small business. And I wanted to be able to actually have relationships with those. So I did my tour of duty for about a year, and then I went out and started my practice with zero.
Wow, that Zero. Has been a little bit scary.
It was a bit scary, but I will tell you, I have deep faith. I can't say I'm a religious person, but I'm deeply spiritual, Jen. And I believe in that. And I believe in hard work. And there's a pole that I like to relate to with people. It's like, trust, and engage. If you like someone, the chances of you trusting them are huge. And if you trust them, the chances of them engaging you, immense, you know? So I would always be willing to understand, because I put myself in the other person's shoes. And that's how I grew my practice. Just being around. And I do it to this day. As you know, I'm out there, you know, like when there's a Jersey Man event or an event through some other non-for-profit, I'm there. I do whatever I can for my society, my community, my fellowship of people like yourself and others. And I think that's really where it's at for me. And that's what made it grow, that part of it. You know, you can always find an answer to something. You can. But you want someone to care about you. You know, you want them to have it, be honest with you, and you want them to do what they say you're going to do. So those are the three elements to me that come into the word like.
Yeah, you do have a gift. I mean, I've noticed that since I've known you. So you're very genuine and you're very connected and you listen to people and you are out and about. But I think that's what everyone can agree on with you. So do you think it was a trait that you learned from your family or just watching people? Maybe that internship you spoke about?
Well, I think it was all of that, Jen. Yeah, I think you hit all the spots. My mom was a really precious lady, and I grew up in an environment in South Philadelphia where everybody talked. I mean, you couldn't walk down the street without talking to a neighbor or someone else. And then when I went into the accounting firm, it was like trying to understand and talk to people and learn from them. So it's a constant state of flow, learning, being involved, What do you know? How can I help you? Maybe you can help me. So as you know, I can be out socially and someone will come up to me. And if I'm standing with you and I've done this, I'd say, you got to meet Jen, you know, because she's really good at what she does. And people, and I mean it. I mean, I'm not just blowing smoke. It's just, so I've never really thought it was always about me. It's about us as mm-hmm. people. It's about us. It's about our community of humanity.
Yeah, I'm similar in that respect that I like to introduce and connect people. So mm-hmm. I think that's also a gift because some people don't have it and some people love it. I think we love it.
100%. I'd rather the academic part of what I do is very gratifying in the sense that I can help someone. But putting all the pieces together and being there for that party, that's what establishes, maintains, and grows relationships. That's it.
100%. That's why your business is doing so well.
So I went out on my own with zero, and I built a business. And through the years, kept growing it and brought in a partner. Vince Pastore was a partner in the firm. And then in 2016, we decided to merge into HBK, which is at that time, which was in the top 100 in the country. They saw something in us that they enjoyed. I never went to them. I didn't even know of them, but they came to me through an intermediary, a consultant in my field, who said to them and said to me separately, you guys would be really good culturally, even though you don't need each other. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's so I spent 7 years with them. And then last August, I retired from them and I went back to how I started, but in a different vein. So now I'm consulting with clients, existing clients, new clients, my referral sources, the resources that I have and the knowledge that I have through the years. I'm using that to benefit these relationships now. And that's where the satisfaction comes in. I want you to be successful. What can I do to be on the trail with you to make you successful? Because when you are, so am I, Jen.
Yeah, you really do, because you've helped me even with like strategic goals and my finances. And I know you help so many people. And I love that about you. And you know things like really quick just from doing it for so long. You could do numbers faster than anyone I know.
I try not to use machinery unless I have to, because it keeps me alert. You know, you have to at times, but I really enjoy more the personal side. So in my practice, what my practice involves is the circulatory system. So I'm going to make a similarity here. So when you're ill, one of the first tests that the doctor prescribes is blood work. Now, why? Because every major organ in your body rests in the bloodstream. If he runs enough tests, he can find out what every major organ, if there's an issue within an organ. So I view taxes and finances that way. I never want to just do someone's taxes. I don't. I want to be able to help you. What are your goals? What are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? That's really what's important. So a good relationship for me is one of past, present, and future. Past is empirical data, tax returns, financial statements, etc. Current is a snapshot of where you are, like a balance sheet or an income statement of where you are. But most important, it's the long-term, short-term, personal, and business goals that mean something to me, because that tells me where I need to be on the journey with you mm-hmm. and what I can add to the journey to help you get to where you want to go efficiently, effectively, safely. That's what I enjoy about what I do. I can talk about, you know, Section 274D of the Internal Revenue Code states, I can talk that talk, but that's not really what I do. I want to understand you and then use knowledge and information that I have to help you get to that goal.
Are there any useful tips that you could give entrepreneurs, maybe a tax code or something they could use, or a way to write off taxes that maybe someone listening doesn't know about?
Well, that's plentiful. That's another Zoom.
Okay.
But let me tell you this in general, entrepreneurship, you have to devote yourself to your trade. All right. You pour yourself. You learn as much as you can and you keep learning. Keep learning. And then you care about the other parties in your life. How are you going to help people get to where they want to go? And then you seek fairness, because there's no such thing as equality in life, but there is fairness. Mm-hmm. Fairness is important. So if someone's maybe trying to take advantage of you in a situation, you don't want that to happen. So you need to take it to a point where they understand, I care, but you know, this has to be somewhat fair, this relationship. And that I think is important for an entrepreneur, right? It always comes down for me to people, the emotions, the feelings. And we're all the same. Jen, you and I want the same thing. We may want it at different times. We may want it in different ways. We may want it in different amounts. It doesn't matter, because the human needs are the same. The human wants are the same. So if I can help you get to where you need to go, then I feel not only financially compensated, but I feel great about accomplishing something. And that's really why I get up in the morning. I mean, it would be, if I had to get up just to earn a living that day, it would be like, it would not be a good day for me. I've never been that way. That's why I started my own business when I grew up, because it didn't matter. I just went after it and showed people that I was authentic, I cared, and I was going to do what I said I was going to do.
And that feeling of greatness is exciting when you follow through with a client and they're happy. It's very gratifying.
100%. There's nothing like it. And communication. So to getting back to the entrepreneur, it's understanding your business cold as best as you can. It's bringing perseverance to the table. You can never, ever give up. Never.
Literally. Okay?
Never. You've got to bring the A game every day, even though it's hard. Okay. And you got to never, never stop caring, learning, caring, persevering. Just keep that in motion and it will come to you, because that's the good karma of life. Once in a while, you'll slip. Once in a while, someone or a situation won't go the way you think it should go. Doesn't matter. In the long run, it will settle out to where it should be, because that's the way it is. And never give up. Never. That's number one. Never give up. Never give up. Never give in.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I told a young girl that called me for advice the other day. She's like, oh, well, she hasn't had a job yet. She just graduated. But besides introducing her to TV people to get into TV news, she was like, well, I also would be interested in having my own business. And I was like, well, that's a lot. And I told her, like, you can't give up because you're chasing everything to survive. And I was like, it's not for everyone.
And you know what's so great about business is that by simply talking to someone, you can help them. So if I'm talking to someone and I say, well, Tisa, so how do you market your product? What do you do for your product or service? Well, I said, maybe you should just talk to Jen, because she might have some ideas for you. Or maybe you're in the financial planning world and I'm talking to you. I'm saying, well, you know, how are you doing with that? Has your advisor reviewed your situation? Have you talked to that person recently? Do you have a game plan? Have you talked to your children about being involved? What? And you know what? It's opening doors. So by extending myself to helping the circulatory system, Jen, the whole system, it really benefits those other people in my world, in my realm, because it's, you know, why don't you talk to this person? Let me bring up this person's name to you. Let me make an introduction if you would be willing to accept it. Those are the things. That's what really drives me and keeps me focused. Just keep helping. And in that case, you help everybody. Every party's helped. And that's really what you want. Now, of course, the caveat is you've got to have the proper people around. You know, scoundrels now, right? You got to have the right players on your team so that you can bring them to the table when needed.
One of my favorite things you always said to me was, don't tell me you love me, show me you love me. So what do you
100%
relate that to business?
100%. You know, it's like, why don't you, here, sign this paper and send it someplace. That's no love. The love is, hey, Jen, you know, I'm looking at what happened here. We have to meet more often in order for me to understand what's going on, so there's no surprises at the end of the game. Because if we wait to the end of the game's over. We've lost it. We need to communicate more. We need to be on the same page. So when you're thinking about something, text me, email me, just let me know what's on your mind, because I may be able to help you in ways that you may think I can, and in ways maybe you don't know that I can. Let's do that. Let's keep those lines open. So when you show someone that you care, you have integrity, do what you say you're going to do, you're making love to them. You're not telling them you love them. You know, that's really what it is to me.
Like following through on your words. So the words are actually fine.
100%. 100% cold. That's what it's about. And right now, it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time because there's so much opportunity today. You know, sometimes we see the world moving so quickly, but with what we're doing today, even in my world, in the professional world of CPAs, we see things happening now. We see the advent of AI will change our business model. Slowly, maybe, it will change it. It will have an effect on it. There's going to be certain steps and procedures and things that we do that AI now will be able to get involved with. We also see in my world offshore outsourcing. You know, like there are countries that have really intelligent people working there, and the thought is, wait a minute, I can send information to the Philippines and have somebody work on that for me and send it back to me, you know, and I redact whatever information I don't want someone to see, and just help me out with this schedule. Help me out with this return. Help me out with this planning. It's out there. Mm-hmm. So even my world is changing in that regard. It's a step up. I am so anxious to see what the next step is, because it's alive, you know, and we are going to adjust to it because we have no choice.
But the same in my industry. I mean, AI can write a press release for you. So
in perfect English.
In perfect English. I mean, you just put in a couple prompts and boom, it's there. So it's.
And they write it better than you could. So
they do, or they make it flow better. You know, certain sentences, the consistency sounds better. But to what you were speaking about earlier, with my business, I mean, yours too, they don't have the people connection. Like I have all the contacts and I have all the relationships to connect my story to a reporter, which sure. I guess technically AI could do that too, but it's still not the personal touch. That would be so robotic. I think you'll still need a person in your business and my business, no matter what.
I agree. Certain aspects of it will change, but we're here to stay. Mm-hmm. Humanity's here to stay. We're not going to be robots. It's not going to happen.
No.
No.
Well, let's hope not. Right.
Also in my field, what's difficult is that, and I think not many people really know what I'm going to tell you. So when you pass a CPA exam, you need 150 credit hours in order to get your certificate. That means you have to have the equivalent of a master's degree. You must, once you get that license, you must take 40 hours a year continuing professional education, 120 every 3 years. Some states may say 20, minimum of 20, but they give you that range that you have to fulfill. Mm-hmm. So it's a field now where we're seeing that not many students want to enter because it's difficult. It's time consuming. So that puts different pressures on us as an industry also. And we see that changing. So we in the accounting world have to move to that to figure out, well, where are we going? How are we going to get there? How are we going to continue? What are we going to do? And again, with the advent of AI, and with the advent of outsourcing, that those two elements might be aiding in that situation.
Right. Yeah. So you always have to be ahead of the game and keep on track of what's next. Otherwise, as an entrepreneur, we wouldn't be able to stay in the game.
You got it. So you got to play the game, but you always got to be looking forward.
Absolutely.
So in your world, when if there's a change in some side of media or anything, You've got to know. Social media changes, as you know, all the time. You got to be on that game, right? Yeah. I don't even know how you keep up with it, to be honest with you.
It's a lot. Full-time job.
So you can see, you know, what I'm saying. Every profession is the same. But you can't give in. You can't give up. But you have to operate smartly. And you really have to calculate as an entrepreneur, where am I going? How am I going to get there? What kind of help do I need? Who can I rely on? What's going to complement and supplement me? Those are the important things.
Do you think that old adage where like you need an accountant lawyer around you, and I think it's always those two to start a business, do you think that's still true today?
100%. Actually, they should be working together. Mm-hmm. So the ideal situation, Jen, is when you start a business, you consult an accounting professional and you consult a legal professional. So you get off on the right foot. You understand, you know, based upon your goals, right, where you have to go and how you have to do it. And then after that, there should be at least a minimal annual meeting with anyone that you rely on. So if an accountant, an attorney, a banker, a financial advisor, an insurance advisor, whomever you seek, mm-hmm. to just review where you've been and where you're going so everybody understands. So I enjoy having meetings like that wherein I can give everyone an agenda. This is your agenda. This is the agenda for the meeting. And this is your part in this meeting. So that person is prepared to contribute to the meeting based upon their role in that meeting. Now, at the end of the meeting, what have you done? You've circled the client. Everybody understands what's going on. And you've met other professionals, and they get to enjoy how you function, how you feel, how you operate as a professional. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins. That's entrepreneurship to me. Everybody wins.
Any last words of advice to give people on starting out on their own, or if they're ever having a down moment, how to get back on top?
The only thing that's constant in life is change. Nothing stays good forever, and nothing stays bad forever. Don't give in. Know what you're doing. Stay focused. Seek counsel from those people who you respect. Those people that have been successful, that maybe have gone through ups and downs in their careers, so you can learn from them. Be a sponge. And never, never, never give up.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Got it. Got it, Jen. Bingo.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate you, you know, giving your insight on how you started and helping people as you do every day. We need more people like you in this world.
You're very kind, Jen. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity for this podcast. And I really, really appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
Absolutely. We need a part two to talk about tips for people, maybe a part three on what will happen with this election and our wallets, but we'll save that for another time.
I look forward to it, Jen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being on Live Without a Net.
Be well. Bye-bye now.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.